Shintes, second paragraph. Yeah. Okay. Vanu matzirin v'nemanata.
We highlight
matzirin. So here. What? Anu matzirin v'nemanata, and we highlight v'nemanata. You're trustworthy. Shata yizbara shleimus haneemonis. When you say nemanata, you see you're trustworthy. What he's saying is, we're saying you're the definition of trustworthiness. And we're certain that you'll keep your word and be mechay meisim. V'anu ma'minim b'zu b'zeh b'emunah shleima. U'mishe'enay ma'min b'tchias ha'meisim in ha'tayra, enay zaycha lios afroi ninar. So this is an interesting thing that the Mishnah in Perchelek says, Elu Sheinlam Chelek Loilam Abba, that they have no Tchias HaMeisim. And it says a bunch of terrible things. And one of them is somebody who doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. So there, it doesn't seem that the punishment fits the crime. Not believing in Tchias HaMeisim is not like Avodah Zarah. He believes in God, he believes in the Torah. Ukavar Vanu La'el, Divrei Rashi, Zela Shaina. Afilu Yehemoida Umamin, Shiyichu HaMeisim. Even someone who believes that the Meisim will come alive. What? Ninar literally means to be shaken up. But here it means to be awakened. Like a Ira Shachar, I wake up in the morning. So Rashi says this. He says, Afilu Yehemoida Umamin, Shiyichu HaMeisim. Even if he totally believes in Tchias HaMeisim, Ela Deloi Remiza by Raisa, he just doesn't believe that it's something that the Torah teaches, or that's hinted in the Torah. Kaiferu. Hoyo Va'oikar Shiash Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. Not that he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim at all, he doesn't believe Tchias HaMeisim is in the Torah. Malonu V'lemunasai. So what's the difference? This is personal opinion? Mechun Yedeh Shekenu. Okay, Kaifer Gomerhu. I can't shine it. Vakavonos. He's explaining this concept as follows. Hari ha'muna b'tchias ha'meisim nefutza b'chol am v'loshen. The belief in tchias ha'meisim really is found in the culture and in the religion of just about every single nation. So the idea that there's some eternity to the soul seems to be something that human beings instinctively believe in. Omnam, however, sibas emunasu umais, the reason that people like to believe in it, huli notzal mi itzava in berucham, to be saved from depression. Lahakul inyan amisu kiyaitzavai. When someone dies, it's a funny thing. When people die, everyone seems to believe that there's an neshama that keeps on going. See, a lot of people not religious, when it comes to death, tend to have more religious feelings. Aval einze emuna be'emes, but that's not the emuna that we search for. We're looking for someone who understands that just like the Torah, mitzvahs are part of Torah, so tchias ha'meisim. Ukumai, shetonu rabbanan. And like the Bryce of Pesachim teaches, ala pasik, ani emes ve'echaya, yachol misa ve'echad v'chaim ve'echad. I would think there's one God who kills and one God who brings tchias ha'meisim. Kedera Shailam Naye. Tamad Laime Machatzdi Vani Erpe. Ma Maka Urufua Be'echad. Okay, what he's saying is, I would think that Ani Amis Ve'chaya means Hashem gives some people Misa and some people life. He says, no. Just like Machatzdi Vani Erpe, to be injured and healed is the same person. No one gets healed unless he has a wound. Af misa v'chayim be'echad. V'emunase chazakot kifa, at shenira be'ineinu, kilu kvar hikitza sheikh ne'afar.
It's not the same person.
The point is that there's a source in the Torah for it. The idea here he's saying is that someone who believes in tchias ha'meisim because it makes sense to him, or because it makes him feel good to believe in it, that's not adequate. You have to believe Tchias HaMeisim min HaTorah. You have to believe that Tchias HaMeisim is in the Torah itself.
What's
what? Misa be'er, I would think ani omis ve'chaya. That means Hashem gives some people life, some people death. That's the way Olam Hazeh goes. It's not to do with Olam Haba. It's to do with the running of the world. That one person lives, one person dies. So he's saying, no, since it says mechatzi v'ani erpa, I wound and I heal, and they both go on the same person. Same thing, omis ve'chaya is going on the same person. Well, it's either tichaya hameisim. That means in the future you'll be mechaya meisim. The present tense mechaya meisim, he's interpreting to mean that we believe it as if it's in front of us currently. I really said last time another pshat that Hashem is totally mechaya people when they have difficulties, when they have challenges. But anyway, he's going with this. What's fascinating is that there's a man, the Amar in the Gemara, Rav Hillel. Who says "Ei Mashiach LeYisrael"? Shekvar Ochlei B'Mei Cheskiyahu. It's my Yom Ha'Bliyah who says, "I don't believe Mashiach is going to come." He believes in Tchias Amayis. I don't believe Mashiach. Why? Shekvar Ochlu B'Mei Cheskiyahu. He held that when Cheskiyahu Amelach could have been Mashiach, and he messed up, that it's not Mashiach anymore. It'll come the end of days. My Yom. Now, the point is not that there's such a man. Yeah, you could have a das yochid on everything. I remember when they were talking about the Falashians being Jews, and they said that, you know, where they are, they bring karbanis. How can they be Jews? They bring karbanis. So it's a man yomer that Bama's mutab is man hazeh. Such a man yomer, the Gemara. You know, we just don't paskal like him, so it could be others do. It's within the realm of Torah that there could be karbanis, is man hazeh, just we know all that way.
These are one of the, and the rabbi says one of the basic tenets of a Jew.
So that's the kasha. There's a sefer called Sefer HaIkrim.
What?
Sefer HaIkrim was written by Rabbi Yosef Albo about the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And his main complaint, I shouldn't say his main complaint, he has a number of complaints about the Rambam, what he calls Ikrim. Mm-hmm. And he complains about Tchias HaMeisim. He says, if it's one of the 13 Ikrei Amuna, so what's with Rav Hillel, who holds that, there's not ma'amin b'choyem she'yavai. He holds that we're going to go straight to Olam Haba. There's no Yimaisam Mashiach. What are you going to do with him? So he says that he disagrees with the Rambam. He holds, he agrees Mashiach is coming, because we don't paskin that there's no Mashiach. But he says only three Ikrim.
Three Ikrim,
that there's a God, that there's a Torah, and that there's Schar Einish. Those three are Ikrim. Other things are true too.
No,
but he says, I believe this is a mason. It's not an ikr. Ikr means that if you deny this, you're out of the fold. You're not within Torah Judaism. Okay. So it depends. If you don't believe it, you don't believe Chazal, you're a kaifer b'ikr, that's bad. But if you have a shita within the Torah that it's not true, that itself is not a contradiction. At any rate, the point he's making is that Chias HaMeisim is min HaTorah. It's not because it's logical, not because it makes me feel good, because it's min HaTorah. What's interesting is the Gemara has a few different sources to Chias HaMeisim min HaTorah. The beginning of Chelek begins. How do you know? The Gemara brings a few different makaris for it. But it's part of it's a fundamental of our faith. It could mean a Rambam that just didn't define Ikrim the way the Sefer Ikrim does. But Sefer Ikrim says these things are, without it, there's no Yiddishkeit. And the Rambam 13 Ikrim, he's defining Yiddishkeit, the truths of Yiddishkeit, rather than, there's a lot of debate, you know, all the so-called scholars, people are very into this type of stuff, they're busy debating what the Rambam meant with Yud Gimel Ikrim. And to us, whatever he meant, you know, the 13 are true, and we move on, it's not, we don't sleep over it. Anyway, to finish what
obviously
it was.
Some people do sleep. If you're a Lubavitcher and somebody would say he doesn't believe in the Mashiach.
I can't tell you what. I can't tell you what Lubavitch believes.
No, I'm saying there are people, and if I'm using that as an example, a lot of people, if there's no Mashiach.
Well, it's true that there's a Mashiach. Right? Someone who just says there's no Mashiach is not Bikairis. Someone who says there was no Esav is also not Bikairis. The Torah says there was an Esav. Well, all he means is that within Torah, someone darshaned something, like if Hillel darshaned, within Torah, and Ikra you can't deny even within Torah. Someone who just doesn't believe because he's in an armchair, he doesn't believe, you know. Someone tells me, I don't hold the Erev. I say, which shita do you have the problem with? You know, the Erev. So just tell me which shita. Like, there are people that hold the Erev because they're Tamidei Chachamim. They don't hold. But not holding means within Torah. Yeah, I do hold, I don't hold, whatever it is. It means that it comes from somewhere. Okay. The Kaimalon, Arachayim Simre Shlafesef Aleph. Mishiloro Chavei Rekvar Yud Beis Chaydesh. You hear this? If you didn't see a friend for 12 months, Sarach Levarech Baruch Mechaya HaMesim, Kishasamach L'Raisai. Do you ever hear this? That if you have a friend you didn't see in 12 months, and you meet him, you're supposed to make a bracha. You're really supposed to say Baruch HaShem L'Kenem L'Chayla Mechaya HaMesim. And what? So we don't, because how do we figure out which friend is enough of a friend that was so happy to make a bracha about? And you're going to meet the one person, you make Chias HaMesim, somebody else, what about me? So you're going to be stuck, even though you're not so happy to see him. You know,
like, you can live in America and in Australia, so it's just because it's not here. It's not shot that I'm so overjoyed. I know he's alive, he's just
did you talk to him
on the
telephone?
Mishabura says even if you got regards from him, you don't make the bracha. As if you didn't hear about him in 12 months, so then you make the bracha. It's happened to me that I met like long lost friends after many years that I haven't seen, you know, since we were in our 20s. It's more than 15 years ago. And you meet them and you're just so happy to see them. So I say Baruch Mechaya Meis, I don't make a bracha.
But you don't say with a
shem. Yeah, we don't. I never heard anybody should make the bracha with a shem. And, you know, I can see someone after the Holocaust who lost touch with a relative and meets, you know, so that's a real simcha. And, you know, that's more understandable. Shabbakisha Su Magia, a love, Eza Shemet. You get a taste, musag, a feeling, v'reyach, and a smell, shal simcha b'tchias ha-meisim. Imagine when you see somebody b'tchias ha-meisim, that's really a big simcha. B'tchias ha-meisim. U'baser yisimei tshuva, v'sifin kaidim v'neman. As you all know, during aser yisimei tshuva we had, mikamaych ha-verachemim, z'aychi yitzurav l'chayim v'rachemim. K'maysha b'brichas avos. In the first part, shmoyin asu me'sifin. Zechreinu l'chaim l'chafiz b'chaim. L'chayu shtei l'way safiz minyan echareim. So think about it. Are they the same thing? Let's think about the meaning. Zechreinu l'chaim l'chafiz b'chaim. Hashem, remember us for life. King of desires, life. And here we say, Mi'chamay chavarachemim. Zecher yitzurav l'chaim b'rachemim. Hashem remembers his creatures. Fachayim with mercy. Malonu akefel. Why do we say it once in the first bracha and separately in the second bracha? Amnam shavay sifinat fila achar miris mevigayel nevneim. There we had the bracha after mevigayel. Dainu Mashiach. Oh, in the first bracha we say talk about Mashiach. Ozalu shef kisicheinu, and there we express ourselves zochreinu l'chaim. Let us come and see the eternal life in the time of Mashiach. Of a kad shevedam b'tchias ha-meisim. Oymer b'chabaycha zech yitzur av l'chaim sh'niskel t'chias ha-meisim. Oh, what he's saying is, achreinu l'chaim, the first one, is our current lives should live long enough to see Mashiach. The second, b'chabaycha avarachim zech yitzur av l'chaim, he's saying we're talking about the Tchias HaMeisim Dikachai. That's not the way you should think about it. Okay, it's Loinarech Bebirei Loi Safais. I guess he wasn't giving the Shia during the Seder Yimei Tshuva, so he didn't talk about it at length. But he's saying that the second edition, Micha Baicha Farachanim, Zechi Yitzur V'chaim Barachmim is talking about the Tchias HaMesim V'karachamim Achayim rather than the current life that a person has. I think it's Rav Zalman Hena says there are times in davening we daven for chayim. There are times we daven for chayim tovim. He says the difference is chayim means we should live. Our heart should beat and our lungs should absorb oxygen and we should be alive. We daven for chayim tovim. We're davening for a life that is meaningful, that accomplishes that chayim tovim, just a good life. It means to have a life that's meaningful, that accomplishes, that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the difference between the two expressions of. So we say zechein alachayim alchavis b'chayim. Where Pam used to teach it, zechein alachayim means just let's be alive. He said zechein al. This where Pam used to say zechein alachayim. Hashem give us life. What type of life? The kind of life that you would want us to be able to live. That's Kosfeinu b'sefer Chaim, who writes in the book of life, what type of life? Laman chalakim Chaim, the type that God Tabiyachu would want. So this is the brach of Tchias HaMesim and all its all the parts of it. We will now, or not now, but Thursday night, turn to Berchas Kedusha at HaKadosh, which is the most difficult, because Magen, protection, we all know what protection is. And life, we all know what life is, and Semech Naiflim, Raifei Chaylim. What Kedusha is, I don't know, it's very hard to put your finger on. What's Kedusha? What is holiness? What does it mean? Like, I know when I see it, but it's hard to define. How do you teach Kedusha? Kadosh really means to be separated. To be separated. It's called Kiddushin. Ukudeshes Atoli. When you marry a woman, she's not Hegdish. You don't plan to bring her as a carbon. You say, Ukudeshes Atoli, you're separated from the world to me. Kadosh is an idea of trying to separate ourselves. Kaviyachavit Rabbi Nishalai. So, okay. Pei Chin Yud Aleph on Thursday, God willing.